Michelle Bachelet's visit to China was the first by UN Human Rights Commissioner since 2005, and many saw it as a chance to assess widespread allegations that Beijing is committing human rights abuses against Muslim Uyghurs in Xinjiang. But during a press conference marking the end of her six-day trip, she said that wasn't her goal.
I should state from the outset what this visit was and what it wasn't. This visit was not an investigation. Official visits by a high commissioner are by their nature high profile and simply not conducive to the kind of detailed, methodical, discrete work of an investigative nature.
Instead, Bachelet says the visit was an opportunity to engage with senior Chinese leaders. She spoke with President Xi Jinping by video and met Xinjiang officials in the cities of Kashgar and Urumqi. Bachelet says she urged them to review counter-terrorism policies to ensure they comply with international human rights standards, but added a tour of a prison and former Vocational Educational Training Center, or VETC, failed to lead to any firm conclusions.
I'm unable to assess the full scale of the VETCs. I raised with the government the lack of independent judicial oversight of the operation of the program, the reliance by law enforcement officials on 15 indicators to determine tendencies towards violent extremism, allegations of the use of force and ill treatment in institutions, and reports of unduly severe restrictions on legitimate religious practices.
Due to coronavirus restrictions, no reporters were allowed to travel with her. Meetings outside her official itinerary were limited. Bachelet has been criticized for failing to secure unfettered access to Xinjiang. Several governments and rights groups say forced labor and detention, sterilization and torture have taken place in the province, treatment amounting to genocide. Analysts say the visit has placed a valuable spotlight on the region, but the credibility of the commissioner and her office has been called into question.
There is a high cost to their credibility if a strong and detailed report doesn't emerge from all of this.
Beijing has denied claims of mistreatment against the Muslim Uyghur minority, calling them the lie of the century. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.